I don't think I've ever played or coached football at 2:30 in the morning before, but it sure was an awesome first time. Yeah, obviously super, super proud of our football program. When you talk about a football program, it's the people that are in it. And I'm really proud of them. You know, I think part of the message was when you get to play, you know, such a prestigious school and a prestigious conference with, you know, phenomenal coaches and super talented players, just reminded our guys that, you know, logos and, you know, what other people think, you know, are not what truly defines you. You know, people aren't inherently better than, you know, other people and whatnot. So I'm just proud that our guys believed in themselves and wanted to play at a high level. And to come out victorious is a really big deal for us. We didn't win the turnover ratio. You know, the fourth down stop felt like, you know, taking the ball away. We were just so horrible at that last week. We needed to improve. And so we were obviously a lot better on that, but didn't win it. This was a tall task, because I think this is a really, really good program and a really good team. And so I'm proud of our guys and excited.
Questions?
How's the top?
I think he's going to be okay. It bothered him to throw the ball, but the initial prognosis is that, you know, there's not a major issue. So thankful for that.
Evans, they're at 100 yard game now, 250
something.
So.
Did he really? Yeah, I haven't seen the stats.
Performance like 70s or something.
Yeah, he'd be the first one to say that, you know, that offensive line and the tight ends, you know, we're getting some significant movement, but Samson's the real deal. He really is. He runs really hard, and I think when you look at him at first, you may not think that he's got the speed that he does. And so really, he's just I'm just telling you, I'm not overstating it with our guys that, you know, none of us are perfect, but he's just an incredibly he's an outstanding young man.
And he had plenty left in the tank in the fourth quarter of that drive, and he really needed them. He got the ball like 7 times in a row, I think.
Yeah. No, we really believe in him, and we've got a group of backs that are we really believe in. But you know, we didn't run the ball particularly well in the first couple of weeks, and I think our guys really wanted to prove that we can.
Coach Austin Smith grew up real fast today, but he didn't seem to be fazed at anything by the situation. What was kind of the feeling on the field with him, and how did that affect the game planning moving forward?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. He was not, I mean, it didn't take him, you know, a play, a series or anything like that to feel comfortable out there. He just went out there and ran the offense like he's been doing, you know, the last couple of years. He just hasn't had, you know, much game opportunity. I thought he did a fantastic job. Making really good decisions. He really did. And, you know, we do shout outs in the locker room, and, you know, the place erupted when they brought him up, you know, because everyone, his attitude, I'm not making this stuff up. You know, it's hard not to be the starter, you know, and to have a transfer come in, you know what I mean? And all of that. And he just has never wavered. His character is just top notch. And, so then you have a magical night like this, and everybody, you know, knows who you really are. And there's a lot of love for him in that locker room right now. And a lot of it comes from Taylor, too. So it's just, it's good.
Can you say what it means for this program to be the first one to ever in the MAC beat a Pac-12 team in the regular season?
I had no idea. Must not have played the Pac-12 very much. yeah. You know, coming out west. I'm from California and Seattle and all that, but it makes for a long trip and a short week next week. But this will be a night that we'll never forget.